I paid a call on my colleagues stationed in Barracks Hospital, number 12. They were overjoyed to receive the medicines that I'd brought and contentedly smoked the cigarettes I handed around. Their faces and words betrayed symptoms of fatigue and discouragement. The Czech camp's sudden and tragic end had had a strong effect on them. Little by little, the hopelessness of their situation was overwhelming them, as it had overwhelmed me. But with this difference, my realization had not come little by little, but all at once. The moment I had stepped across the threshold into the crematorium. I did my best, however, to encourage them, exhorting them to persevere. I described the military situation to them in some detail and showed how day by day it was evolving more and more favorably for us all. Since I read the paper every day, I was able to back up my statements with concrete facts. Exactly, this is my interjection, a realistic sense of hope, which we share with our brothers and sisters to counter the enormous propagandistic effect of the physical infrastructure itself. Continuing. We parted with a round of warm handshakes. In the Katset, the expression to take leave of a friend is to die a little took on an added meaning. In any event, I left them feeling that I could say, without fear of boasting, that I have a strong character, for in my own impossible situation, I still managed to encourage others to persevere. And my interjection here. Self-esteem begins with a workable plan, because while the will to resist may exist without it, and by workable plan I mean one that is based on seeing reality and in seeing reality, on using what we see to expand our process of reasoning, to develop an analysis that proceeds from point A through E, identifying the steps in between that realistically lead to an absolute challenge, to the insanity. And while the will to resist may exist without it, note in this regard, with what force our animal friends insist on their freedom. That instinctive refusal that Marcuse spoke of. In the absence of that shift from passive to realistic active, an active based in seeing reality, resistance thins out pretty quick. And as to Miklos's strength, isn't it obvious to us all by now? He's given to understatement. The combination of his nerves of steel, powers of analysis, being a master strategist, all knitted with a love unlimited and grace supreme. This quality of strength and love, we don't often get to see. No, we don't. Thank you, Miklos.